October 9, Mark 3, 13 to 19. Unity and diversity. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. Mark 3, 14. In his first disciples was presented a marked diversity. They were to be the world's teachers, and they represented widely varied types of character. There were Levi Matthew, the publican, called from a life of business activity and subservience to Rome, the zealot Simon, the uncompromising foe of the imperial authority, the impulsive, self-sufficient, warm-hearted Peter with Andrew, his brother, Judas the Judean, polished, capable, and mean-spirited, Philip and Thomas, faithful and earnest, yet slow of heart to believe, James the less, and Jude of less prominence among the brethren, but men of force, positive both in their faults and their virtues, Nathaniel, a child in sincerity and trust, and the ambitious, loving-hearted sons of Zebedee. Of the 12 disciples, 4 were to act a leading part, each in a distinct line. In preparation for this, Christ taught them, foreseeing all, James, destined to swift coming death by the sword, John, longest of the brethren, to follow his master in labor and persecution, Peter, the pioneer in breaking through the barriers of ages and teaching the heathen world, and Judas, in service capable of preeminence above his brethren, yet brooding in his soul purposes of whose ripening he little dreamed. In order successfully to carry forward the work to which they had been called, these disciples, differing so widely in natural characteristics, in training, and in habits of life, needed to come into unity of feeling, thought, and action. This unity, it was Christ's object to secure. The burden of his labor for them is expressed in his prayer to the Father, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, John 17:21. In the apostles of our Lord there was nothing to bring glory to themselves. It was evident that the success of their labors was due only to God. The lives of these men, the characters they developed, and the mighty work that God brought through them are a testimony to what he will do for all who are teachable and obedient.